You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the
Husbandits.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Ryan.
And we are the Husbandits.
We don't know why we start our podcast like that.
But we always do.
We're so weird.
So welcome to this week's podcast. Okay, so I would love to first off, hold on, my phone was charging. 1 second. Dang it, Ryan, why do you do this to me?
I didn't do anything.
You made me delete my notes. Hold on.
Jimmy has this thing. He likes to blame everybody else for his troubles.
Whatever. So
they're going to start noticing this now when they listen.
Okay. Well, guess what?
What?
We got another 5-star review.
Yay!
From Carrie Liz 1219. And this is what her review reads. She said, "A friend suggested this podcast, and it does not disappoint. I love the conversational style. It feels like having a relaxed chat with a fun couple that always has an interesting story or two to discuss. Definitely give it a listen and subscribe."
Yeah, we're not a regular couple. We're a fun couple.
We're a fun couple.
Thank you, Carrie.
We appreciate it. And if you haven't gone on to Apple Podcasts and left us a 5-star review, please do so. And also subscribe. You want to get caught up on our podcast.
Yeah. What are you waiting for? Yeah. This is just like a bundle of joy in your podcast app.
We enjoy it. So, Ryan, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at my notes.
Really?
No, I was on Facebook.
Okay.
Sorry. We are at the point where we're working to just finalize some things for our adoption for our kids.
Yeah. So we have been fostering these kiddos for 31 months, and it's had its ups and downs. It's been really quite a roller coaster, which we have been hesitant on sharing a lot about it because we want to make sure everything's finalized before we really open up. And share, and I think anyone can understand that when you're so close to the, like, having something like this be done, like, these kids are going to be ours forever, you know? And so we just want to hold off on sharing a lot of the details because we do have some crazy family members that they have, right?
Mm-hmm. Who probably listen. Leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, if you're one of the crazy family members, please leave us a 5-star review. But we're just kind of mindful of that. But yeah, the kids have been doing great. They, and then what else, Ryan?
Zachariah graduated.
So really, we never told everybody who our kids are. So like our oldest is Elijah, and he is 6. And he is a future YouTuber. The kid loves the camera.
Mm-hmm. He's a ladies' man.
He is a ladies' man.
He loves Bon Jovi.
Yes, it's my life. It's my life, and okay. It's now okay. Or okay. Never.
Okay,
live forever. And then Zachariah.
Wow. That was beautiful, Jimmy.
I know, thank you. Zachariah is...
He's our little firecracker redhead.
He's 5.
Who is the sweetest and kindest boy.
He's so sweet.
He's so nice.
And this is a... interesting fact about our boys, they are a day and a year apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, very interesting.
Yep. And then, so he had asked us for an Indominus Rex toy, and he just would not let it go. He wants an Indominus Rex, and he's always wanted one, and he'll never ask us for another toy.
That is the
again.
Genetically modified dinosaur on Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Just for anybody that doesn't know what
like,
that is.
Like, I am a total pro
it's not a
now.
Real, it's not a real dinosaur. It's a made-up dinosaur.
Yeah. So, watch Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World.
What's the difference?
It's a different movie. It's a whole different set of characters.
Okay. Well, we'll put a pin in that. But anyways, he's 5, and we got him the biggest Indominus Rex.
Tell them why we had to get him that, because we bought Elijah a dinosaur for helping... like clean up and everything, and Zach we were watching the Jurassic World, and Zach was like, I want an Indominus Rex. And he would not stop asking for an Indominus Rex.
Yeah. So I went to Target, and all they had left was the biggest one that you've ever seen in your life. And it was like $60. Like
freaking, I thought you told me it was $43.
I lie all the time about how much I spend on things.
And the thing is, I know that you lied, so.
I know. We both know.
Yeah.
It's like the episode of Friends. And now then, you know.
So this Indominus Rex, you can actually like feed it little tiny dinosaurs, miniature dinosaurs, and then it poops it out.
Yeah, but it didn't come with little dinosaurs, so that's false advertising. But Maya is our little girl who's 3 years old, who's obsessed with LOL dolls. And so they were all in her room feeding the Indominus Rex toy all of her little LOL dolls and laughing hysterically while it's like chomping them up and then pooping them all out. So, you know, it keeps them busy.
So our house has been crazy. You know, being a parent, being sick, and having 3 kids sucks. I would not wish it on anybody.
That's like back when we first got them. You know, they were younger, obviously, but I was sick. I think I had food poisoning or something, and I was throwing up in the toilet, and they're all right behind me, like, what are you doing? Yeah. Can we have a snack? And I'm like puking my brains out.
Yeah. A freaking snack. All they do is want snacks.
Yeah.
But we love them to death, and soon they're going to be ours. And when they are 100% ours, we are going to share a lot more than what we've been sharing, to be more open.
Cool.
All right. What's on your eyes at me?
I didn't.
Speaking of...
I was looking at my hair to see if I had any split ends.
Why were you mad at me today?
So I was mad at you because I have had the kids all weekend while you have been relaxing and
watching The Walking Dead.
And I've been taking them to the pool. And yesterday I was at the pool by myself with the 3 kids. And all these other parents have like 1 kid. And they're just floating around relaxing in the pool.
There was just 1 parent and it was a hot daddy.
Well, he was there too. And, you know, they're all just like floating around casually with their child. And so I've got 3 kids that are like, can we climb on you? And they're climbing on me like I'm a tree, saying that they're sea monkeys. And going crazy every 2 seconds, jumping at me from the side of the pool. And everybody else is like, oh, let's go relax in the sun.
I love you.
Sorry, I'm yawning.
Don't yell on our podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to tell you something that's really funny. You're going to get a kick out of this. So, you know, like Facebook, like, I don't know what they're doing at Facebook, but they like suggest groups now, like groups that you may be interested in and based off of your interest. So I wanted to share some of what the suggestions were for me real quick before we get really into it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you like get the suggestions?
I don't think I've ever looked.
Okay.
Well, it's in like the group section?
Yeah. Well, when you're scrolling down on your newsfeed, it comes up with groups. It says, it's like, Jim, explore the interests with these suggested groups. And so one of the groups that it suggested for me was grocery retail store hotties. And it has a man shirtless eating an apple as the cover photo.
Wow.
So it says, this group is about, we have seen them all over the world. There's always a hottie that loves to go grocery retail shopping, especially after the gym. Let's see them. Post pics and locations so we all can enjoy.
Okay. And locations? That's creepy.
That's really creepy, right? So if you are a hottie and you love to work out and then go to the store afterwards or go retail shopping, just be mindful that there's probably some stalkers out there posting your picture on this group.
Creepy-deepy.
And this group has like 1,500 members. Oh, this is a group that suggested, I guess, because Facebook listens to us. You know, you recently bought an air fryer. And so it suggested Air Fryer Club.
Really creepy. You're not even into my air fryer.
I know. I'm like, what? Air Fryer Recipe Club. This one has 230,000 members, Ryan. I subscribed, by the way. just because of the recipes.
By the way, I bought a new air fryer. That was a milestone for us.
Yeah. This week. Yeah. We've been talking about going to the grocery store lately, and we've been talking about like air fryers. So I guess it's Facebook is listening. Oh, here's one. This is I'm high, and this is vegan.
Oh, well, look at the dog in the background. I know. He's cute.
Why would it say I'm high and this is vegan?
Well, I just looked up my suggested for you under groups. Is that where you're at too?
No, mine was just there.
Okay. Well, one is called Eero's Army. I don't know what that is. It says a loving, peaceful place to drink tea, play pie show, and discuss our love for Atla.
What the heck?
I don't know what that is.
Are you even into Atla?
I don't know what that is. Do you? Oh,
no, I don't have no clue.
Oh, you were acting like you did. And then there's a bunch of Harry Potter ones. God. There's the history of Six Flags over Texas.
We were talking about Six Flags the other day, taking the kids to Six Flags.
Nightmare on Zillow Street, which is like a cute name. Oh, look, a place to collect home photo listings that make you think, what the fuck? Look. Oh, we do. I'm joining that one.
Okay. Is that the Zillow?
Oh, I have to answer questions to join.
Yeah. Most groups now make you do that.
Okay, well, we'll do that later.
There was this one group which was for content creators, but it wants you to, like, answer questions if you'd be interested in services, like their services. Oh, here is one more group that it suggested for me. Male construction workers in jeans, Levi's, and khakis.
Why are yours all, like, hot guys?
I had no clue.
Going grocery shopping. Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, you posted a picture.
Those who like to see hard working men doing construction work of all kinds and their tight Levi's.
Will you take a picture of me for the grocery group and join it? And I'll be at Target and just take a picture of me from behind and be like, who is this guy?
Ryan, the Target guy.
Okay. There's one. We should both join. Am I a dad joke to you?
Am I a dad joke to you?
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Whatever, oh, look, right? The group is located in Daddysville, North Carolina. Is that a real place? Because we need to move there. Daddysville, North Carolina.
Is that a real place?
I don't know.
Daddysville. Let's go to maps.
Jimmy, you do this every time.
But let's go to, no, for real. Let's go to Apple Maps, and I'm going to type in Daddysville. Is it D-A-D-D-I-E-S?
Daddy's? No, it's D-A-D-D-Y-S.
D-A-D-D-Y.
Oh my god, it is a real place. Look.
Ville. It's in Spring Hope, North Carolina.
Okay. We're going to Daddy's.
Oh my god. I took a picture of it. I had to take a picture of it. It is 1,057 miles away, Ryan.
Okay. What else do you have this week?
I wonder if that town's full of daddies.
Well, it will be when we move there.
Hey. Hey. I don't know. I was kind of like this weekend as you were doing all of the household chores and watching the kids and everything, I really like feel like we've gotten complacent on a few things. Well, you have taken advantage of me and I don't feel appreciated. What do you mean how so?
Spill the tea as I drink my margarita from our husband's cup.
Well, let's share this real quick. So every night, well, there's a lot of things I want to talk about, but I don't know if I can talk about every single thing I want to talk about. But I was really in deep thought, though. I'm like, how in the world am I the one that ends up walking the door at night? Like, securing our home. If it wasn't for me, we would be dead in our sleeps. We'd be in our sleeps. Well, we would, because, like, okay, everybody, listen to this. Our back door, our house is settling, okay? And so our back door is a little hard to lock with the deadbolt. So you have to like, kind of jiggle it and move it a little bit to get it to lock.
And not just your body, but the actual lock.
So I think what it is Ryan is too lazy to lock the door. And so he's like, oh, Jimmy will get it. And so I always check the back door, and I'm like, oh, it's locked. So every night, I'm the one that secures the door. But you know what I realized, too?
that it's never going to change and it's just your thing now that you have to do.
Yeah, well, and then I also have to turn off the lights in the house. Like, I'm the one where Ryan will have all the lights in the house on and I go behind him and turn off the lights. And I'm doing it with the kids too. So I'm trying to train the kids when they leave their room to turn off the lights and then shut the door. And Ryan would be like, just leaving the lights on. Oh, just left the kitchen. All the lights are blaring on. Jimmy will turn it off. It's just like the morning times. I realize that there's things that we do. Like this morning, I heard Luna barking like she needed to go potty. I just like lay in bed, snoring. Oh, Ryan will get up and get her.
I always do.
So I guess it's like a trade-off.
It is a trade-off. You know that I always forget to check the back door, and you always lock it.
I think you...
I always pick up your popsicle sticks from all over the house.
I think you're lazy. Anywho. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about. I was really in deep thought about that, though.
I'm glad you think about the back door.
Okay, are you ready for are you ready for what yes. I wanted to talk about this week?
Yes, I'm excited.
Aren't you so excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, this guy named Khan, his name is Iffy Khan. I was reading this article. You know how I like to like read stuff and Google. Lives in India. And so what he did was faked his own death on Instagram. Literally. Like he was like something about his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend. And he was writing something or saying something out loud or doing an Instagram post about his girlfriend. And then he just jumps in front of a train and falls down. But he doesn't die. He like video edited him jumping in front of the train. And so he faked his own death. And I guess it got a lot of people like concerned about him. Well, ends up he wasn't dead. They arrest him. He gets arrested. So in India, if you fake your own death, you get arrested. I don't know. But it made me start thinking, what about some of these famous fake deaths that we hear, or these famous people that are supposedly they've died, but they're not really dead?
Like Elvis.
Yeah, well, he's dead. Like, he's dead. But, like Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. Like, there
none
was...
None of them are dead.
No, but there was false news reports about them being dead. And they weren't really dead. Right?
I never saw those. You remember when Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears were dating and they were both wearing that denim outfit?
Really? No.
Have you never seen that? It's, like, burned in my memory.
No.
Free Britney.
So, like, Bob Dylan, he had his, like, he was reported to be dead.
Who's that?
In 2000, or died, he was reported to have died in 2019 by MSNBC. But you don't know who Bob Dylan is? The classic rock? What? You don't know who Bob Dylan is? Oh, my God. So.
Who is that guy, though? Because he was kind of cute.
That's Drake.
Oh, okay. That didn't look like Drake from this angle.
Okay, I knew Drake so was. Drake was reported dead in November... on November 14th, 2020, and there was like a hashtag going on that's like, rest in peace, Drake. And it was like, and it was trending, so everybody thought Drake was dead. But he wasn't. He wasn't dead. So I wanted to, like, really, Ryan, I cannot believe you just, you know, this stuff happens. People get reported dead.
I know they do.
All the time.
I just didn't know who Bob Dylan was.
Would you fake your own death?
No. Why?
I don't know. So Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, I knew I wasn't wrong on that. They were. Also reported dead. As a joke, two Dallas DJs, I wonder who they were, claimed a car accident took the lives of the pop stars who were both dating at the time. The first thing I did was call Britney, Timberlake told ABC News in 2001.
I'm showing Jimmy them in their denim outfits.
That's really weird.
I don't know how I can, like, I never remember anything, but I can see this clearly in my mind's eye.
Yeah. So some other famous people. This is my segment, okay? I know that nobody is really interested in my segments, but...
Is that Taylor Swift?
Yeah. So apparently in 2009 was not a good year for her. She was reported dead, but she wasn't dead. Nick Jonas, he is also reported dead two times in 2009. On July 4, 2011, Fox News' Twitter account was hacked by a group called the Script Kiddies and posted that Barack Obama had been assassinated during an Iowa event. Crazy! Oh, Lindsay Lohan. I love her. What if you were reported dead? Like, would you say, I'm alive, here I am? Or would you, like, just kind of go off and hide away and be away from everybody?
I feel like I'd be like, no, I'm not dead.
Yeah, I think I would too, right?
Yeah. But why did that one guy, like, pretend to jump in front of a train? What was he doing?
You know, I thought Michael Jordan was dead once. And I really did, actually. I just saw his picture, but there was that whole thing where he had died, and he wasn't dead. It was in 2015. February 2015, there was an article posted reporting that the NBA superstar died of a heart attack. Betty White. She's still alive, right?
Yes.
Betty White, yeah. I love her. Jeff Bezos. By the way, did you see the like him, the dildo spaceship?
Yeah.
Like, it was trending. It's like, it's the launching, a billionaire's launching penises in the sky.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I think I'm done, Ryan.
That was beautiful.
Well, I guess I'm ready for your part, your segment that you... By the way, you cheated today.
How did you read my notes? I did not read your notes. I went to say goodnight to Maya, and you had your notes up on your phone, and I could speed read, so I was like, what's this? And I thought you were writing me a letter of, like, how mad you were about something to me, and I'm like, what did I do now?
Why would I write, have I ever written you a letter?
No.
That was like,
but who knows? Maybe now you're going to start writing me letters about the back door.
I'm going to start, like making notes to remind you.
Oh, God.
Big red poster board notes. Lock bad door. Guys, okay, I'm done. All right, Ryan, what do you got for us this week?
Bandit banter, y'all! Let's get on with this bandit banter.
Okay, this week I will be telling you all about Cicada 3301.
Okay.
So, Jimmy, what is Cicada 3301?
As you know, I have no clue.
I know. It's just fun to ask you every single time because you don't know.
I really don't know.
So, on January 4th, 2012, a plain image with white text on a black background appeared on the anonymous forum 4chan, which read, "Hello. We are looking for highly intelligent individuals. We wouldn't pass that test. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a hidden message in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck, 3301. So cryptic, as usual. Now, this launched a series of puzzles that were aiming to recruit code breakers from the public by a group called Cicada 3301. And it was listed as the top five eeriest unsolved mysteries of the internet by the Washington Post. Now, could it be this alternate reality game, or a CIA or MI6 recruitment, or this secret society that was looking to recruit highly intelligent individuals? Now, some have claimed that Cicada 3301 is a cult or a religion that's looking for potential members with cryptography or computer security skills, or else bringing them into the occult by means of the dark web.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh. Now, the first internet puzzle, like I said, started on January 4th, 2012 on 4chan. Now, one of the folks that was involved in the puzzle and got pretty far, his name was Joel Eriksson, and he was a Swedish crypto security researcher and developer. He was 34 years old when he was participating in this. And so the first clue, that one with the black background and the white text that I read, it required a stenography software. And what that does is you can extract the hidden message that was in the photo that, or the picture that you couldn't see without using the software to decode it. Now, using a shift cipher to decode it, he was brought to a website that had an image of a duck. Now, that image of a duck also had a hidden code, and it led to a Reddit page with Mayan numerals at the top.
Roman numerals?
No, Mayan numerals.
Mayan numerals? Is there such a thing?
You know, like the Mayans?
Yeah.
I guess they had their own numerals. Don't ask me what they are. You know, just picture some Mayan... I don't know.
I'm going to Google that. Mayan numerals. So this is how I learn, people. I know everything because of Google. Oh, my God. Hold on. 1 second. Mayan...
Wait, are we literally all supposed to wait for you to Google?
Yeah. Wait... Oh, they're like little dots. Maya, it says Maya numerals.
Maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah, like that.
Cute.
Yeah.
So it's basically like a bunch of Morse code looking dots and dashes.
And bars and dots, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was on the Reddit page that that code led him to. And the code from the book allowed him to decode some of the text, and it ultimately led to a phone number with a voicemail that said, "Very good. You have done well. There are 3 prime numbers associated with the original final JPEG image. 3301 is one of them. You will have to find the other 2. Multiply all 3 of these numbers together and add a .com to find the next step. Good luck. Goodbye." So, they're basically on a code-breaking, puzzle-following journey to figure out who Cicada 3301 is and what this is all about.
I'm so interested.
Which, I love this kind of thing. Like, the mysteries, national treasure.
So, they multiply the numbers.
Okay. I don't say I can participate. They said they're looking for the smartest and most intelligent. Oh my God, we should make a podcast of us going through the puzzle. Oh God. Nobody steal that. The math from this clue brought them to a website that gave him GPS coordinates to telephone poles all over the world.
Okay.
Not just in one city. It was all over the world in about 14 cities. And they had on them a poster with a moth and a QR code. So this was in places like France and Barcelona, I think. I felt like I wrote those down somewhere. But
you're so thorough on your notes. That's what I love about you. So thorough. All of mine are in my head. But I have like some points that I put on my notes. That's it.
Well, these...
Because I'm a talent, y'all. I'm a talent.
These posts all over the world that were on these telephone poles led to, surprisingly, more images, more hidden text, and more puzzles, which could be decoded with that book that they found earlier, that code-breaking book. So basically, it was all starting to tie together. People were getting further along there. And the final leg of the challenge brought him to the dark web. But what sucks, because he got really, really far, is the final message that was on that last leg of the puzzle was, "We want the best, not the followers." So basically, he was too late. People had gotten there faster. And so he didn't get any further. After he did all that work. Joel, that sucks.
That does suck.
Now, it was solved by a guy named Marcus Wanner.
Wiener?
Wanner. Nearly a month after the challenge was posted.
Can you spell that?
W-A-N-N-E-R.
Okay.
Not even close to
Wiener. Not Wiener, guys.
Nearly a month after the challenge was posted, and it was reported he was asked...
Shut up. Sorry. Ragus's face when I have my moments. I love you. Okay. Sorry.
It was solved by Marcus Wiener nearly a month after the challenge was posted. Which, pause.
Sounds like you're saying Wiener. I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Wiener. It doesn't sound anything like
it. You're saying Wiener.
But you know what? When I like edit our podcast, you'll notice if you that there are points in it where it'll like sort of just like go to one of us talking. And whenever it comes to me, I'll always be like, "So it was solved by Marcus Wiener," because I'm like, I cut out all the parts of you irritating me.
You better.
And I've always started.
This is why I need to start editing our podcast.
That would be lovely. I can just relax. So I'm going to read the sentence for like the fifth time.
Okay.
It was solved by Marcus nearly a month after the challenge was posted.
Marcus who?
Marcus Wainer.
Wainer. Why is that name so funny to me?
I don't know.
Right. So, all right.
All right. So he reported that he was asked questions regarding cybersecurity and information freedom. There was a private forum that users who solved the puzzles were invited to complete a project based on the group's ideations, and it was removed shortly after.
We should do a shirt called Wainer, not Wiener. I'm sorry.
The only reliable source of information we have about 3301 was from a leaked email from one of the 2012 winners. You have all wondered who we are, it reads in part, and so we shall tell you now. We are an international group. We have no name. We have no symbol. We have no membership rosters. We do not have a public website, and we do not advertise ourselves. We are a group of individuals who have proven ourselves, much like you have, by completing this recruitment contest. And we are drawn together by common beliefs. A careful reading of the text used in this contest would have revealed some of these beliefs, that tyranny and oppression of any kind must end, that censorship is wrong, and that privacy is an unalienable right. So it kind of sounds like that anonymous group.
Yeah, privacy should be a right.
Yeah. But then they say that they have no symbol, but then why was there a moth on all the posters?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
And a moth isn't a cicada.
It's like, huh?
A moth isn't a cicada, so why was there a moth on everything?
I don't know. What's that scary movie?
Mothman? Prophecies?
No. Hannibal.
Wait, what?
Isn't that Hannibal with Judy Foster?
Don't you dare start Googling again, Jimmy. Oh my lord. But what about... because was there a moth in there?
Well, yeah, there was. Like Hannibal.
I never saw it. But I remember seeing a picture of it or something.
Right there. Isn't that a moth?
Yeah.
Well, Judy Foster? She's got like a moth over her. Jodie Foster, sorry.
Jodie Wainer.
Jodie. I always called her Judy. Jodie Wainer. I thought you said, and there were like the wieners of 2020.
We stop with wieners?
I don't know why I got wiener on my
this
mind.
This is Freudian slips here.
Every gay man has wieners on their mind.
I really don't have any wieners in my mind right now.
You can take that.
That's going to be a shirt.
But that's a moth, right? It's the Silence of the Lambs. There you go. Silence of the Lambs. She's got a moth. Jodie Foster.
Jodie Wainer.
I always called her Judy. Why did I call her Judy?
I'm honestly not surprised.
Why am I whispering? I don't know. Read your stories more.
Oh my gosh. For our Christmas episode, you should sing Christmas songs because you don't know any of the words. It's so funny and cute.
What a random.
I know. I was just thinking about when you were saying Judy and Jody or whatever, how you...
Okay, we're smarter than we look.
I'm starting to believe we now have physical evidence that we're not.
It's like, okay, we're not done with your story. Finish it.
I don't know if you've been listening.
I have been listening.
Okay, so it's kind of like that anonymous hacker group... Or that movie, and this is why I didn't want to continue, because I was trying to think of the movie, because this is another example of how stupid we are sometimes.
What movie?
What's that movie? V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of like that.
Let's watch that tonight. That sounds like a good movie.
A second round began 1 year later on January 4th, 2013, which was exactly 1 day and 1 year later, with another message. Hello again. Our search for intelligent individuals now continues. Again, we didn't get the memo. And then a third round following the confirmation of a fresh clue posted on Twitter on January 4th, 2014. So you can see it's like a year and a day later for each of these puzzles that has been deemed the internet's hardest puzzles to ever exist. So they're really intense. They require a lot of things, including that ancient Maya numerology, having access to the telephones all across the world. There were clues from books which were only released on floppy disks. So having all this knowledge and being able to piece these clues together that had these obscure pieces of of the puzzle you had to put together required a lot more than just coding and using that software to look through the hidden messages in the images.
You know another movie I'm thinking of? National Treasure.
I said National Treasure sometime in this podcast.
Did you? Okay, I didn't hear you say that. That's what that reminds me of. These so let me ask you a question, and I'm sure you're going to get to it, but did they do one recently?
No, 2014 was the last one, but it hasn't been solved.
So is that why they're waiting for it to be solved before they post another one?
Maybe. That could very well be the reason. So the third puzzle... Oh, look, this is my next set of notes. The third puzzle has yet to be solved. The stated intent was to recruit intelligent individuals by presenting a series of puzzles which were to be solved. No new puzzles were published on January 4, 2015, which would have been the next year. However, a new clue was posted on Twitter on January 5th, 2016. So we're still working off of this third puzzle that was from 2014. And it said, "Hello, epiphany is upon you. Your pilgrimage has begun. Enlightenment awaits. Good luck, 3301. With a symbol of a moth / cicada.
Yeah.
So they do have a symbol.
Silence of the lambs.
Look how intelligent we are. You said you don't have a symbol, and you do have a symbol. Well, go ahead and tell us.
They do. It's a Silence of the Lambs movie.
Oh my god. It's Moth. Judy Wainer.
Judy Wainer.
She's the clue.
Jodie Foster.
Judy Wainer.
We're so gonna watch that tonight. That and V for Vendetta.
Dude.
And National Treasure.
One, I never watch any movies. And I know. Two, it's
that's why I, so that's my bedtime. What I don't like about you. So you don't watch any movies.
What do you like about me, though?
What do I like about you?
Why are you hesitating? No, because I'm not intelligent.
You're the sweetest. You are the most caring, most loving person. You are very thoughtful. And you put others before yourself. And that's what I love about you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know.
I have a part of my notes and I don't know what it means. So what should I do?
What?
What do you mean? This is in April 2017. A verified PGP signed message was found. What's a PGP?
Oh, Google.
Jimmy. It explicitly denies the validity of any unsigned puzzle.
PGP. PGP what?
A PGP signed message.
Pretty good privacy.
That doesn't sound right.
PGP is used for signing, encrypting, and decrypting text, emails, files, directories, and whole disks, partitions, and to increase the security of email. Pretty good privacy.
It sounds like something we would name something. That's pretty good.
PGP is a cryptographic method that lets you communicate privately online. So it's kind of like WhatsApp.
So a super private message was sent. Got it.
Yeah.
A pretty good message was sent to me. Who names these things?
I don't know. That's what it said right here.
I thought they were supposed to be smart.
Remember that time we tried to learn Python coding?
I did learn it. I just never finished the course because I got busy.
Are you going to keep going?
Yeah. So in April 2017, a verified PGP, which stands for a pretty good privacy signed message, was found. It explicitly denies the validity of any unsigned puzzle. So saying that there was a potentially another puzzle that had came about, but they're saying, no, this was not ours. A verified puzzle from this group wasn't posted again. And the group retorted that they're not part of any illegal activity after the Los Andes province of Chile called them a hacker group. So they're saying, no, we are not part of anything illegal. Which, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Now, there is a movie. I was like, well, darn it, I want to tell you there's a movie because you'd be like, oh, let's go watch it. There's a comedy thriller that came out this year. Dark Web, Cicada 3301. And it was a film obviously inspired by the organization. And it has a whopping 42% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So, yay.
That's higher than some other comedies out there.
Yeah. Now, the Cicada 3301 clues have spanned many different forms of communication media, including internet, telephone, music. There were bootable Linux CDs.
Did you say bootable?
Uh-huh. Not Buddha bowls, but bootable.
Oh, bootable. What does that mean?
It's a Buddha bowl with some wieners in it. Wieners.
Stop talking about wieners.
Digital images, physical paper signs, and pages of unpublished cryptic books written in runes. One book titled Liber Primus, literally first book, contains many pages, and only some of them have been decrypted. More information on which pages were solved. So that is the mysterious not hacker group, Cicada 3301. And the puzzle, the internet's hardest puzzle in history.
Yeah.
That has still not been solved.
I think if, like, we were to communicate using puzzles as a couple, do you think we would make it, like...
Remember we did that one box thing? What was that from? This date night box that we got?
It was,
Escape room.
The escape rooms, but it was, like, an escape room, but, like, in a box.
Yeah. I thought it was fun.
It was pretty.
Jimmy doesn't like that kind of stuff.
I don't like that stuff, yeah. I'm like the guy that thinks, that pretends I know what I'm doing, and everybody follows me, and then they realize that we're not escaping this room. And they're like, we follow the wrong person. Okay. But to end this podcast, I think we need to kind of go back to where we started from. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please do so. Please give us a 5-star review. It helps us support us. And like us on Facebook, The Huzz Bandits. And share with us what groups Facebook is recommending for you. Maybe we may want to join those groups. Who knows? I'm just curious what other people, you know, are being recommended. But also, what else?
We're sorry, Jodie Foster.
Sorry, Jodie Foster.
We know your name isn't Judy Wayner.
Judy Foster. Forster. I like her in Contact. That's such a good movie. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Okay. It's so cool. What else, Ryan?
This is such a hot mess.
But that's why people listen to us. Because we're so hot messes.
And retail stores. With our wieners. Remember last week when you were telling everybody how you poured concrete into the pool?
Oh. Why is that so funny?
I don't know. I'm just picturing you with your little wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Oh, let's not get into that again.
Wheelbarrow.
We love y'all so much. Bye. Have a good week.
All right. That's it. That concludes our podcast for this week.
Love you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.